No More Soggy Bottoms with Anne and Claire.
Welcome back to No More Soggy Bottoms with Anne and Claire.
Yes, indeed. And we had Dairy Week this
week. Dairy Week, I know. It was a bit... Wasn't it?
It was worse. Well, I wasn't expecting great things from it. But
no.
Yeah. No, I think they're going to have to drop that. It wasn't popular.
Yeah, I think Dairy Week is definitely going to have to go. I actually think Vegan Week was more exciting than Dairy Week.
For sure, for sure. Maybe they just picked the wrong things. I mean, the first bake was like baking cake with... you know, either using yogurt or some sort of milk substitute, which was fine because I actually enjoyed that. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it started off good.
Yeah.
Like, but I always, and I said it last week, I always feel that every bake has dairy in it anyway, so why was thereness? Why was this?
Yeah, well, the second one, that technical bake, where they had those, what were they called?
Maids of Honour. Yeah, I keep calling them bridesmaids.
They were going back from Henry VIII's time.
Yeah.
And they were horrible. Like with cheese curd and lemon curd. And then, they were all, and they made such a bags of the whole
absolute mess. Let's start with the whole Phil leaving, because that was controversial.
For sure.
It was terrible. I think Priya's technical challenge, she should have left on that alone. I don't think Phil deserved to go. Hers was a dog's dinner.
Yeah, well, Twitter was absolutely furious. I was genuinely really annoyed that he went out, because he just didn't deserve to go.
No, 100% didn't deserve to go.
He was doing very well. I mean, he hasn't really shone yet. But, I mean, I would have said he was...
I definitely...
He had a good few more weeks in.
Yeah, he did. He was probably bottom three, but... The top of the bottom three.
Yeah, I know. It's
like poor Michael had a bad week, but I forgave him because he was star baker, so I would have kept him. But Priya's technical challenge, her showstopper wasn't the best either.
Yeah.
So I just don't get why she wasn't sent home.
Yeah. No. Everybody was saying the exact same. I think on Twitter. Funnily enough, if you were watching, I was thinking if you were watching for the first time, just joined it for this week, and you'd say, "God, that." That guy Michael hasn't a clue.
Yeah, and, I know.
Like, he is utterly amazing.
He's
like every
really
other week.
Good.
But you would think, God, he should go. He should just
he should
go.
Just go. He had because he kind of gave himself like an extra challenge with the first one by saying, "I'm going to put two dairy mixes in," and he wanted to put the cheesecake swirl in the middle of it. And I think he was being a bit over ambitious,
and he couldn't get it out.
And
of the
no,
tin. Mind you, those they call it. It's a bundt tin actually, but it's a very complicated one. It's got a load of peaks in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed before they used it on the first week, some of them got their like the little peaks stuck in the bundt tin. It's very getting stuff
out
of tins seems to be
the issue.
A big
even
problem.
When I'm getting stuff out of tins, I'm like shaking it. I'm like, please come in, please come in, please come in. And then sometimes it just comes out, and then other times you just give it a good bang and it comes out.
No, you really do have to prepare your tin. It's very important, because there's nothing as bad as you can have an amazing big bake but leave half of it behind in the tin. And
That's life.
That's
don't cry over cake. Oh poor Michael cried, and he was so cute.
Yeah.
He kind of, when he cried, I kind of cried. And I know that sounds really stupid because I'm crying over somebody else's cake. But anyway.
Well, like I say, if anybody was watching that for the first time, you would say, what sort of fool is he? But you would be there. No, you don't understand.
I would 100% say Priya should have gone home. I also think if Priya ends up winning now, I'll be a bit disappointed, because she shouldn't have made it past that week.
Yeah, well, she has a hill to climb anyway.
Yeah.
She hasn't really done anything outstanding, but you never know. They're kind of, sometimes I think they're messing with your head.
Sometimes, maybe they've seen something they haven't shown on the telly or something like that. But Steph is the star baker.
Yeah, well, that was wonderful. Yeah. I was so delighted. I suppose between Steph and Henry, they're like cuteness overload.
Yeah, they are.
The pair of them.
Henry and his little toy.
They look so young. Yeah. I mean, she's 28, but she looks about 17.
Yeah.
And clever as anything.
Yeah,
just
no,
really,
she's
great.
Really good.
She had a fantastic. Well, being star baker on Dairy Week, I think
it's really hard as well.
Yeah,
it's kind of up there with Bread Week. That's another hard one.
Yeah,
really, really.
But hopefully,
hard
I think
one.
They should drop that week anyway.
Yeah,
hopefully
we vote to drop Dairy Week.
For sure,
for definitely. So, and this week you made a apple pie.
I did. I made just a really simple apple tart. I haven't made actually apple tart for a long, long time. Really enjoyed it. I made like a sweet pastry, and then plenty of apples in it, and just sugar. No, I didn't put any any spices yeah. in or anything. And I just
beautiful.
The first one I made was I had apple and blackberries, and then I did
blackberries. You picked yourself.
Which I went out into a field and picked off the brambles myself. Yeah. So that was an added bonus.
It was really good.
But it was great. Yeah, it was a good bake. It's a nice. Yeah. It turns out people really like apple pie.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that you might think is a little bit old fashioned, but I actually don't think it ever goes out of fashion because it's amazing.
Well, no, obviously not. I was yeah. quite surprised at how, yeah. you know, it was just everybody, oh, apple pie. I love yeah. apple pie, you know, yeah. because I mean, you come in here with cakes and you say it's an almond or something and you somebody say, oh, I don't never eat almonds. And
everything says,
shoot,
what's wrong with you? But no, everyone ate the apple pie. It was really yeah, good.
So I was well pleased with myself. And I did a little, well, you can follow it along. And I'm going to put up, I'll put up pictures and I'll put up the recipe I used because I used it like a sweet pastry, and I found leaving it mm-hmm. in the fridge overnight to be really, really helpful good. With trying to roll it out. Mm. My big tip.
For the pastry, I'm going to need 175 grams of flour, 50 grams of icing sugar, 75 grams of very cold butter, and one egg. So I have all of these. I put these into my food processor because I don't like using my hands with pastry. I just feel that it's just really simple to do it this way. So I've got everything has gone into the food processor. I'm just going to buzz it up and it'll form into a ball. Now that it was a very small egg, so I have some chilled water here, so I'm just going to add a splash of that because if I had been a bit bigger egg, I wouldn't need any more liquid to it, but it's a little bit crummy at the moment. Okay, so I'm going to pop that in there and give it another go. Right, that's fine. It's in a ball now, and I'm going to take it out and just shape it a little bit. I won't really be touching it much, and I'm going to put it into cling film. I'm going to leave it in the fridge overnight, and tomorrow then I'm going to make my tart, and I'll be back. Okay, I took my pastry out of the fridge, and I cut it in half, and I rolled half of it out, and I lined my pie dish with it, I buttered the pie dish. Lined it with it, and it was very easy to handle. I felt much easier to handle giving it the longer time in the fridge. So then I sliced, I just had apples, so I just sliced the apples thinly. I had three large cooking apples, sliced them thinly, put a layer and then some sugar on it, and another layer and another layer of caster sugar. And then I rolled out the second piece of pastry and put a lid on it. And I used a fork to kind of get rid of the excess around the edges, and then I put a few little fork marks in it to make holes so that the air could escape when it's cooking. So it goes into the oven then for about 35 to 40 minutes, and I'll check it after 30 minutes, and then I'll post a picture. Hopefully it'll be a beautiful pie.
You're listening to No More Soggy Bottoms with Anna and Claire.
So, and was it easy to make apple pie?
Yeah, very, very easy. Like I said, but I did, I would recommend keeping the pastry in the fridge overnight or for a little bit longer than the first one I baked. Mm-hmm. I kept it for about half an hour. But yeah, simple. Now, I don't use my hands. I use...
you said you use the food processor.
I put everything in there. And I'd frozen the apparently, keeping everything really cold is the secret to good pastry. So I had the butter in the freezer for a while, and my egg wasn't large enough, so I had to use a little bit of water. But I had really cold water in the fridge as well, so I put that in. And other than that, it was absolutely simple. I didn't really even have to touch it once. I just put it straight into the cling film and made a little ball of it and put it into the fridge.
It was fine.
Simple to. Yeah, lovely to bake, actually.
And if you need, and you said you added water, does that count for all bakes? So if I was to make something and I thought it was a bit dry, I could just add a bit of water?
You could add a little bit of milk,
Oh, okay.
Milk, yeah. A little bit of extra milk would do.
Okay.
But yeah, But I it's funny, it's I find with bakes, some of the recipes are really loose, really sort of loose, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. And then there's other ones that are quite thick, and you think, I wonder, you know, but I just, you know, I often wonder, will that turn out okay? And they all seem to turn out okay.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally, I think on the internet, you get a dud recipe now that might have some something, you know.
They want you to play with it.
Misprint, and then you end up with, I baked a cake for your birthday this year, and it was a disaster, a total disaster.
I'm sure it was.
It was. It couldn't do it. Oh my God, it kind of exploded. And it was horrific. So,
but I got a lovely cake.
You did.
It was really nice.
You did. You got a good, a bought cake, which could be very
really
nice.
I was really lucky. Yeah. So, no, it was great. So, on to, we kind of discussed the fact that Phil went home. And we discussed Steph being star baker. We didn't go into detail, I suppose, on the technical challenge. What is, do you think there might have been a different technical challenge that they would have done better in, or some, or a different recipe with dairy that maybe the audience would have liked a bit more than that?
Yeah,
one?
It was just that it was I don't know. I don't mind things being like having really ancient recipes and something like that. But goodness, like I felt my stomach was churning, and you know, I kind of, the word curd now and curdling.
Curdling,
I never, oh. That sounds, that just
sounds
makes
gross.
Me nauseous, really. I think they, and the fact that they were so awful at it, there was nobody.
No one got that perfect.
Yeah. Didn't.
Like Paul Hollywood kind of threatened to walk off.
He threatened to walk off. Like they were an absolute mess. So it must be really, really difficult. And I often wonder, have they. Now, I know with the, some things I've read up about it, that all technical challenge on it have to be, you have to be able to make it. You know what I mean? Somebody is able to make it. It's not like they're not, it's not,
it's not
trick.
Impossible.
It's not impossible. Yeah. But it was, that was pretty nigh on impossible.
I kind of felt with that technical challenge, out of all the technical challenges I think I've ever seen on Bake Off, that one I definitely didn't want to ever make or even taste.
Never like in a million years.
Some of the others, I'm like, I'll take that as a challenge. Like even the fig roll, and I don't really like fig rolls. I would be like, I'll try and make that. That looks like manageable, or it looks at least tasty. It looks like something I'd eat. But that technical challenge, those, I keep calling them bridesmaids, maids of honour. I just don't get them. I don't know why anyone would want them.
I wonder, will Sheila, our Sheila.
Oh, our Sheila on the Perfect Rise blog. Will she make one?
She's making everything on the bake.
Oh, we must ask her about that.
Yeah, is she going to try them and bring them in? Ugh, I don't want to taste them.
Sheila, keep them up there.
But then even like the showstopper on it was the, you know, the sweets, which were the Indian Mishi, is it?
Mishi. They were kind of like little mini cakes.
Yeah, which apparently they use for every sort of occasion out there. But I would say they were sweets
rather than a cake. Yeah, and they all made their own like versions. So like Michelle made like a Welsh version. Yeah. So it just didn't seem to have a rule, as if they could have just said, I need you to make miniature cakes. I don't get why they had to call them.
Indian.
Mishi.
Well, I suppose they had to have a level of their kind of milk base.
Yeah, milk. Yeah, I suppose that was the aim. Whether they could have said, I just want you to have little milk cakes or a little milk, or, you know, had a different aim. But I felt like I wanted them all to be spicy. I really wanted them to be Indian when I heard that name. Mm. But I didn't feel like any of them really had, I suppose, an Indian feel to them. I suppose Priya's did. But I don't think the others really had an Indian bake in mind.
Yeah, well, they weren't. When it comes to showstoppers, they didn't. It wasn't showstopper. What we would think of as showstopper.
Like, I would have liked maybe if that was their first challenge.
Yeah.
And then their showstopper.
The cakes could have come up with a really good cake.
Yeah.
And then five tier
milk based cake, or each tier needs to have a different. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it just. It was a bit.
When I went out, I watched it and I went on Twitter afterwards.
Yeah,
and I had
Twitter,
and everybody agreed with. Yeah, everybody was just.
Twitter lit up. It was because I watched it a little bit later, but I always try and avoid who wins because I have to watch it an hour ahead because I do a running group, and if I want to be part of this podcast and bake things, I have to run. So that's like the rule. So I watched it an hour later and I kind of avoid Twitter, and then I watched it and I looked on Twitter and all the stuff that was written there, I was like, Oh my God. I was like, but I feel bad
well,
for Phil.
Like it was a, oh, the, we were against the whole show. Yeah. Giving out about it all the time. And then the wrong person was went out. But my, that, one of my favourites went out. So I was like, left gutted. Feeling, why do I watch this? Why do
but
I love
then at
it?
The same time, if we weren't talking about it, that would be a bad thing. So maybe they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're messing with us. They know exactly how to make us feel.
They do. They do.
Anyway, it's next week.
Yeah.
Big week.
The Roaring Twenties.
Yeah.
That'll be really, really good. Yeah. I think it's alcohol based.
Hope so.
Because it's in the Roaring Twenties kind of when alcohol was made legal and...
Was it the end of was it before Prohibition or after Prohibition?
I think it was around that time.
But people were letting their hair down.
People were really letting their hair down.
Having fun.
And in one of the clips showing to next week, someone's cake just flies out of the pan. So this is going to be great fun.
I think there'll be tears.
I think there'll be tears. I think Roaring Twenties as a theme in general, like you could have a Roaring Twenties party or like a Roaring Twenties hen or a Roaring Twenties, you know, like it's a good theme. So maybe it'll be a good thing.
Yeah, I know. I think it'll be great. I think the showstoppers, that you can sort of, they'll have feathers and pearls,
different things,
and dancing.
And also, I'm looking forward to seeing Noel Fielding and his entrance to the show with Roaring Twenties.
Yeah.
That's going to be brilliant. Yeah. It'll be really good.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
Completely and totally nuts.
He's, it doesn't seem right that he's presenting the show. Like, he's so
different. Yeah, he's... Cake.
Yeah.
I don't think if you said to him 10 years ago, you know, you're going to be presenting a program about...
A baking program. He'd
baking
be like,
program.
What?
I don't think so, but
no,
yes, you are.
No, he was really, 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 really good. So this week I baked a tea bag.
Yes, and it was really
and
good.
I was meant to make it with my mum and dad, and I made one in Limerick. And I was like, okay, now, Dad, I have to record this. And it just wasn't happening. Like, he kept talking, and I have no patience. So after two goes, Dad interrupted me twice. And then I was reading the ingredients in the intro, and I was like, and flour. My mum was like, self-raising, Claire, self-raising. And I just, I hear, you can have this cake. I left it in the oven. I was like, that's grand, you can have it. I'm not recording this here because this is an absolute nightmare. So I redid it and redid it in Wicklow, and it turned out okay.
It turned out fine.
Yeah, it was
really
grand.
Nice.
It was grand. It was a bit liquid. It looked different putting it in the oven in Wicklow than it did in Limerick. Maybe it's a Wicklow versus Limerick thing. I don't know. But I kind of decided there and then. I was like, all right, I'm not recording anything to do with the podcast with my parents ever again because they just like to joke.
Yeah, they want to be in it.
Well, I wanted my mum to be in it. I wanted her to like show me how to do it, but Dad can't take anything seriously. And then the minute mum was like, shut up, Peter, it's for her work. And I was like, no, I'll just do this.
You should have recorded all that
recorded
and put
all
it
all
on.
That, yeah. Sorry, we didn't bake anything this week because this happened. But so it's funny. So I redid it, but they enjoyed it. And my mum's friend Helen said it was really nice too. So I was delighted. But the one I made in Wicklow was slightly different. It was a bit more liquidy, but it turned out okay. It tasted fairly similar, so it's all good.
So I have all my ingredients ready. I have 123 grams of self-raising flour, 350 grams of mixed fruit. I steeped my mixed fruit in tea already, so you need 300 milliliters of cold tea, 125 grams of caster sugar, a beaten egg, which I've already beaten, and a pinch of mixed spice. So to start, you leave your fruit soak. You're supposed to leave it soak overnight, but I've left it soak for like half an hour, so hopefully it'll taste okay, but if it doesn't, I don't know what the problem is. So you add your sugar, egg and flour and spice mix and mix them well. So I'm going to do that now. So flour, it's kind of got stuck a little bit, and I've got the caster sugar and what was the other thing, mixed spice and your egg. The egg goes in. Let's mix these. Let's just mix them till it's... I don't know what it's supposed to look like, but I'm just mixing them. It looks like it's mixed well. And then... And while all this is happening, I have my oven preheated to 170. So I literally just have to mix everything together and put it in the bowl and put it in the oven. They looked mixed, but that egg was only a small one and it looks a bit dry, so I'm going to add another one. Okay, because I don't think it's supposed to look that dry. I could be wrong, but I don't think it's supposed to. Let's just do another one. Just mix that really quickly. It needs to be a beaten egg. I'll throw that in. Okay. So this. Ah, yeah, that looks a bit better already. So now I'm going to add my fruit that was steeped in the tea. Hopefully it'll be okay. It looks, I think that's all right. So we're going to pop it into the tin that's already lined and everything ready to go. And it looks good. Plenty of fruit. The fruit's mixed well, so it's not all going to be at the bottom. It's going to be a nice even layer of fruit throughout that, hopefully. And then my oven is preheated, like I said earlier, and then I'm going to set the oven and I leave it cook for for an hour. So it'll be cooking in the oven for an hour, and I've set my timer and we'll check it again in an hour. Looking at it, I don't have a whole lot of faith that it'll be great, but we'll try our best. And we're done. Let's get this out of the oven. Looks good. And it's out. And it looks like a tea bag. Hope it tastes okay. Fingers crossed.
You're listening to No More Soggy Bottoms with Anna and Claire.
Let's look at all their showstoppers this week.
Okay, well, who did very good? Let's have a look. I've given them some. Yeah, the likes of Davids was very good.
Davids was good.
Indian, Mitch. I really need Mitchy. I need to. Alice did very well.
Yeah.
Great. Well, she did really, really well. Helena.
Did well.
Yeah. Henry had a bad week.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
That's, and he was quite upset about it as well. I was like, will you stop? It's fine. You're fine. You're not going to get sent home. You're lovely.
Michael did a flag, a Spanish flag,
yeah.
Did he? I can't actually remember that. Michelle had a horrible week.
Yeah, Michelle didn't do too well.
Phil, not great. Oh, poor old Phil.
Phil's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. And Priya, terrible. Again,
yeah.
Not good. Rosie was good. Yeah.
Rosie's quite consistent though, isn't she? Like,
yeah.
Throughout she's been good. She'll be star baker soon.
Hopefully, yeah.
I think Alice is really good. In general, I think the consistent ones that we can safely say.
Yeah.
David is very good. Rosie is very good. Alice is very good.
Yeah, Alice got Star Baker there 2 weeks ago.
Michael, even though he had a bad week, he's very good. And Henry and Michelle.
Yeah, and of course Steph now is
Steph
coming out.
Steph as well. I think the others now will start to see. I think Priya, that was the beginning of her downfall.
Well, we'll see now who goes next week, and maybe it'll be two next week. Every week they kind of tease this because two people are going to go.
Well,
so that
we're
could,
about halfway now, aren't we?
Yeah, so it might be.
Could be next week.
And then it'll be easier too.
Because
I can't even
them.
Remember. I'm trying to remember what they baked. There's so many of them, and you don't get enough time to see what they're doing.
No.
You know, to have a good look at
their actual things.
Yeah, what they're up to. So it's, you know, the less people are there, it's great.
The better. I actually think Helena had a good week in the sense of it wasn't as Halloween-y. I know she made a ghost, but it was a pretty ghost.
It was a pretty ghost, but it was a ghost.
I know,
it's still Halloween.
But I think she made an effort. Mm. And if she does that again in Roaring... Because you can't have Roaring 20s Halloween.
We'll see about that now.
So maybe that'll be...
To see what she comes up with.
After that, then I'm like, can you go home now? Because I'm sick of Halloween.
Well, they'll probably keep her around for actual Halloween week itself.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They'll need her then, won't they? Imagine she got sent home on Halloween.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible. But yeah.
So, I'd laugh, to be honest.
I might probably laugh too. But they're all doing well in general, anyway. And that was just a
fantastic,
really,
you know.
Really bad, bad week. I actually think. It was more the theme that got them than anything else.
Yeah.
100%. So let's rate these guys. Let's give them marks out of 10.
Okay, Alice.
Alice did mediocre grand 6.
Okay. And Amelia. Oh, sorry, Amelia's gone. David. Yeah. David.
David did consistently well again. 7?
7 easily, yeah. Helena.
6.
Oh, okay, I'll go with that. Henry. Oh, he had a bad week, but I don't like.
What do you pick that? You pick
okay,
that.
I'm going to give him a 7.
Okay.
Which is really generous.
That's way too generous.
I know. But I just, you know, for cuteness and all
the rest.
I know, you like him. Michael. Well, he had a terrible week.
He did have a really bad week. And we gave him an 11 last week. So it's okay if we mark him down a bit.
Okay, so he's going with a 6.
Yeah.
Michelle.
6.
6, I suppose, yeah. Poor old Phil. Well, we can't mark him.
No, just cross him out. You have to scribble out his face.
Well, I'm kind of just going to put a round.
No, you have to scribble it out. You did it to everyone else. Scribble, 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 scribble.
Oh, goodbye, Phil.
I know.
I'm heartbroken.
Back to Emmerdale you go now.
Yeah, exactly. you were too old.
Too old for the makeup.
Just like myself, too old. Anyway, Priya, oh my God.
No, I want to give her a 0. I was so angry that she got home.
That's terrible.
No, but I'm sorry, but I genuinely think she should have gone home. That technical challenge was horrible. And it was definitely not fair.
Okay, don't hold back. So Rosie then. She's interesting. I found her very unusual in the beginning, but she's very quirky and I like her.
I've gone from being like, oh, I hate the snake lady to, oh no, Rosie's lovely, isn't she? And you mark her now.
I'll give Rosie, she did very good in that, so I'm going to give Rosie an 8.
Very good.
And then, of course, little Steph.
Oh, she just gets a 10. She was really good.
Definitely, yeah. Full marks to her. And she was so delighted.
Little
face on her.
I know. Yeah. She's so lovely. So this week we kind of got marked as well. We gave our bakes to Rob and Laura from Freshly Squeezed. I can't even pronounce things today.
Yes.
From Freshly Squeezed. And they tasted our bakes.
And they took it seriously.
Oh, they were very serious. Rob had his Paul Hollywood hat on.
Yeah, for sure.
This is very moist and this is very crumbly. Jesus, the words they learned.
I didn't get a handshake.
We didn't get handshakes, no. But we will. Yeah, we will.
We will.
And next week on the podcast, we're going to do a blind bake. So both of us are going to make fruit scones.
Yes.
And we're going to give them to our colleagues here at East Coast FM and we're going to get them to judge it.
Right.
The fight is on.
Yep. Now, yeah. I just have to tell you, I'm a bit of a sore loser.
Anne may not be on the podcast next week. Yeah.
I may be sitting somewhere with Priya crying into my gin.
And I'll be like gloating, be like, I faked like 3 things in my life.
You'll be sitting there with Henry or...
I doubt it. I'd say now it would be the opposite way around. But here's what Rob and Laura had to say. And we're going to say goodbye for this week, but we'll leave you what Rob and Laura had to say about Arby.
Bye-bye.
No more soggy bottoms tasting from the Breakfast Show team. Laura Wood, firstly, checking out some of Anne's apple pie. Nice and crumbly, a little bit moist. Oh, sorry, I had to use that word. Anne, that is absolutely superb. Just the right level of sweetness beside the pastry, which is slightly crumbly, not too dry. Paul would be very proud of you. Hold on, I'll have to have one more bit. That is really, really good. Really good. Okay, and on to some of Claire's... Is this a brack, Anne?
It is, yeah. This is Claire's brack.
Okay, now it looks nice and soft. I like the consistency. Spongy, soft. Looks like the right amount of fruit in there.
Yes.
She hasn't overdone it. Let me have a taste.
It hasn't got a soggy bottom.
Unlike myself.
It's really good,
isn't
it?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Mm. Honestly, it's actually just... Sometimes brack can be too dry for me. That's just perfect.
Beautiful, yeah.
Amazing.
Well, the first thing I noticed, right, is that it's nice and crisp on top.
Yes, it's got like a sweet crust.
And you've the same level of crust on the top and the bottom, which is very nice. So let me hear this.
Is it a soggy bottom?
No, it's not actually. It's very nice. Mm. I was expecting the apples to be tart because that's the way my mum makes them.
Yeah.
But what she does with that is she puts a bit of sugar on top. But your apples are nice and sweet. And that's the way I like it.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't tell your mammy your apples.
My mum's not listening to this. Sorry, mum.
Okay, now that's Claire's tea brack.
Now, the tea brack, I've noticed that a lot of the fruit's hanging in around the top of it. Now, I'm not an expert on cooking tea bracks.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's not saying nothing bad about Claire. Am I being honest here, Annie?
No, be honest. Yeah, be honest. She's crushed.
And there's nowhere near enough butter on that for me.
That was my fault.
There's quite a bit of butter on that now, Rob.
No, it's not covering the entire thing though.
Right, okay.
So, needs to be a decent spread on that. That's your fault, is it?
Okay.
Okay, so let me give a go of this. That's lovely.
Isn't it lovely, yeah?
It's really good, isn't it?
It's the same consistency through it as well.
Yeah.
Because you know the way some of them can be really stodgy in the middle?
Yeah.
But that's fantastic. That tastes like more.
Well, there's more.
Happy days. Great job.
Oh, thank
you. Well done, guys.
Can I finish these now?
You can. They're all for you.
Great news.
Thank you so much.
No more soggy bottoms with Anne and Claire.